the white supremacist double standard. Today we'll be talking about the events that happened at the Lincoln Memorial this past week and how we as Israelites are being portrayed, as usual, in a negative light.
Nobody really want fuego. Masaya will bring fire down worse than Waco. Buy you some coffee and Lego, your egos, your sandwich with mayo and two slices of mayo. Sitting at home on the couch playing Halo, but the Masaya ain't playing no wagos. Games, women and pants gonna get it. Flames, brothers keeping no commandments. Same, calling our armies a favor. Event with your NATO and soldiers with Dracos. Just tell me, how can you stop a tornado or bury the lava from the volcano? They really can't, bro. They have to pay, bro. The most I say so. So in chase they go for all the wicked atrocities they owe. For all their wicked atrocities they owe. From San Diego to Trinidad Tobago, I'm spitting these words so our Israelites they know. Keeping commandments the only way we grow, so we can defeat the nation Galileo. Nation Galileo, get it, cause they pale. He's bringing them hell for every bill of sale. So family, just examine yourself. When that fuego come, you don't wanna get left. Forsake your sins so you complete the test. Then you can have complete rest from all your stress. Fight to do right to your very last breath, or stay wicked and receive second death. Destruction of enemies is muy bueno. Make sure that's one of the things that you pray for. Into the kingdom, the sinners, they can't go. The sinners can't go. So we say, hasta luego, hasta luego.
Brothers really don't want fuego. Sisters really don't want fuego. Nobody really want fuego. From the one that's super negro. Fuegos really don't want fuego. Fuegos really don't want fuego. Nobody really want fuego.
Hey,
nobody really want fuego. From the one that's super negro.
Fuego.
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 Brother, you don't want that fuego.
You don't want that fuego.
Fuego.
Sister,
you don't want that fuego.
Hey,
fuego.
Fuego.
Fuego. Nobody really want fuego. Nobody really want fuego.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Native Latin and Black Lost History Show. I'm Captain Yahshua.
Hey, shalom, Most High Christ bless. Captain Amariah. Happy Sabbath, Israel. This is Soldier Gamaliel.
All praises, all praises. All praises to the Most High for another blessed Sabbath. Starting late today, technical difficulties.
There's a lot going on in the nation.
A lot going on. But, you know, we're going to keep focusing on things that are relevant to our people and for their salvation and bring things to light. So, shalom, shalom to those on Facebook. Most High Christ bless you. Happy Sabbath. And we'll be having a little bit of a shorter show today due to the late start. But I did want to talk today, in speaking with what's going on. Y'all familiar with what happened with the Lincoln Memorial, the event that happened there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, right. So if any of y'all want to give a little background to it, and I'll jump in, I want to post some links while we do that and then pull some stuff up so we can talk a little bit about it. I'm interested to hear both your thoughts on that and, you know, kind of what's going on in the media with that. So if you want to give a little background to what went down before you even get to the Israelite part, you know?
Yeah. So from the video that I saw, MAGA hat wearers were harassing one of our Gadite brothers. And from some of the stories that I've heard coming forward about it, is basically they had an issue with Gad beating his drum. And the reason why Gad was beating his drum was to help with black-white relations in America. So that's pretty much, without putting the Israelites portion into it, that's the backstory that I've heard, that I've seen portrayed.
This is why like the whole thing with what you said is funny. They had an issue with the guy that beat his drum. That was the whole cover-up of why he was full of pride and real pompous about being in his face, right? He knew what he was doing first and foremost, right? He's sitting there wearing the Make America Great Again hat, and he's up in this old man's face, right, with the issue that he's beating a drum at a Native American rally. That's why the whole thing is just a smokescreen for something he's bigger.
And they were there to protest, I guess, the abort, the Edomite Catholic school kid. They were there to protest the abortion.
The abortion law that was passed in New York?
No, I don't think it was that one. They were just there to, you know, so supposedly the Lincoln Memorial is where the protest happens. So they just happened to take that day to go as a Catholic school to protest, you know, abortion.
So you're there with the Catholic schools to protest something, and then you go out of your way
to go protest. That's what
right,
he was doing.
Right.
He went out of his way to go get in this man's face and try to intimidate him for a cause that he knew nothing about.
Well, you know, they're spinning it. That's where Israelites are like.
Right.
We have some others out there teaching. And you know, we're always in agreement with the high, blacks is black, Americans are Israelites, Bible speaks of Christ is black, and that we must keep his commandments. The thing that we need to know, and this is the type of stuff that brings us down, is the word of the high, what's powerful?
Give
the
word in Jeremiah,
where he talks about
fire.
Yeah.
Is that five? Because especially when you tell them this is not for you, you're like, oh, what do you mean it's not for me?
So I would use the nations to pull in our people.
Mm-hmm.
I would start blasting Esau.
And
then
and you could pull blast them based on the scriptures.
No, right, right.
You know?
So,
hey, I did that. So, one of the videos that everybody still talks about to me about to this day is in Vegas when I told this to my dog in camp.
I was reading for you. I was reading for you.
And people were like, damn, he went in. But I didn't curse the guy out. I wasn't using appropriate words like the scripture says.
He said, you cannot lay slavery at my doorstep.
I let him have it, but I let him have it with the scriptures and facts.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you
right.
could do that. You could do that. But, you know, you got to remember, we're sowing a seed in somebody, and then, you know, you go off just because there's a group there. And, yeah, listen, there's more footage that came out. Some dudes were terrorizing D.C. They were like, heckling women and all this other stuff. The media is not giving that a bunch of attention.
Right.
Right? But they want to take the 5-10 minutes that our brothers that were out there, you know, trying to bring this word to our people and do that. But, you know, it's a cautionary tale of
right.
how we should be, right? Because let me get Titus 1.
And then after that, I got scripture.
And
13.
I want 8 and 9.
Okay. All right. And then the one earlier was Jeremiah 5:14.
Right. Oh, that was the other one?
Yeah. It said Titus 1, 8, and 9.
Let's see. Yeah. So we'll read that one too.
Okay.
All right. So go ahead.
This is the book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 8. But a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate.
Right. So I'm starting here because it goes into verse 9, which is the point. But it says sober and temperate,
mm-hmm.
right? And temperate means that you keep your. It goes with the sober. With the sober. Right, being sober-minded. He's not talking about sober like drunkenness, even though you shouldn't be a drunkard. Being sober-minded. And being sober-minded is that no matter what's going on around you, no matter how angry you get by scoffers, by antagonizers, by hecklers, you still apply what we read in Jeremiah, what we're going to read in Jeremiah 5, and you know that the power comes with that. You can't let people pull you out the spirit like that,
yeah.
you know?
The definition of temperate is to be able to show self-restraint.
Right. To be able to show self-restraint. Thank you. That's all praises. So when you go and you let somebody take you to a place where you're going to start using opprobrious words, that's not edifying to anybody.
Nope.
Listen, and in private, you know, that's we talk like that. We say what we say and whatever and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'm not saying we walk around like that, but in pertaining to those heathen. Right. So we'll say things like that occasionally when that stuff comes up, you know. But even then, like your mindset, you need to transcend that. Primal, initial urge that you have in the disdain that we have for these other nations, right?
Yes,
and the mission is never bigger than your feelings, right? So, and we have to remember that, especially in that camp setting, because it gets hot. It gets hot and heavy.
Hey, class title.
There you go. From A to Z.
Let me write that down.
Well, I don't know. I'm teaching before you on Wednesday, so
that's fine.
I'm teaching at 6 a.m. on Wednesday.
I will be on the lookout.
I ain't gonna go into that. You go into all praises. Let the Spirit guide you. The Spirit guide you. Go ahead. Read verse 9.
Verse 9. Holding fast the faith. I'm sorry. Holding fast the faithful word. As he hath been taught.
He says, holding fast the faithful word, not your words, not the curse words, not opprobrious words. He says, holding fast the faithful word. So be sober, be temperate. Holding fast the faithful word, which is like a fire, right? Go ahead, read.
As he hath been taught.
And this is what we've been taught. And this is where, you know, Mariah was saying, you know, the waters are rising. At one time, we did teach that way. And then we realized, like, listen, man, you know, that's only going to get us so far. That's only, you know, if that's going to prevent somebody that's, in blindness, in darkness, from receiving the word, then we need to take those stumbling blocks out their way. What mm-hmm. we can control, we have to control, right? And that's something that we can control, having that self-restraint, right?
Right.
So it says, holding fast the faithful word as he have been taught. Go ahead.
That he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers.
It says by sound doctrine, not by opprobrious words, not by bringing out insults. It says by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. And that's how you persuade people. And guess what? Gainsayers are not the other nations, so we don't got to convince them of anything.
That's right.
It's those of our people that are mixed in around there that we have to, by sound doctrine, being sober and temperate, to exhort and convince the gainsayers. Before I go to what I wanted to go to, you said you wanted, it was in here that you wanted to jump to a verse?
Oh, no.
Yeah?
I had a completely different scripture.
Oh, okay. I do want to jump down to verse 13, right? Because, you know, the scripture always talks about, because I'm not saying be out there and be mamby-pamby Joel Osteen-ish, right?
Yes, sir.
Read this.
Verse 13, looking for that blessed...
No, this witness is true.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Yeah, verse 13. I went to chapter 2. This witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith.
So we're supposed to rebuke the people sharply so that they may be sound in the faith. Now, in context, this is talking about false teachers and everything like that. But you got to understand, it's still saying it's okay to rebuke sharply, all right? But sharply doesn't mean opprobrious words. It doesn't mean coming outside the scriptures. We have to understand that that's what's going to give us power. Give Jeremiah 5:14.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 5, verse 14. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, because ye speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them.
There's nothing that you can say personally that's going to be as strong as the words of the Lord here.
That's right.
It says, because ye speak this word, he says, he will make the words fire in thy mouth. God's words will become that fire in your mouth. So the excuse, all right, and it says, and the people will be wood and it shall devour them. It's going to cut them, like going into Hebrews, which talks about this cutting them. All right. Give me Romans 3, let God be true and every man a liar. Speak
at
the oracles of God.
Bring
right. So you have to understand that it's God's words that gives us the authority and the power. You know, going into the class that I was teaching here last week, all this even goes with that theme where Paul said, listen, who is Paul and who is Apollos? But them that planted, right? And them that, you know, watered, but God gives the increase.
Right.
So you can't use the excuse that we need to provide this shock value or whatever. You speak with authority, you rebuke them sharply, but it's God's words that is that fire, right? So read this, Romans 3.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 3. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?
We don't need, certainly not of our people that don't believe, it's not going to change the truth of this of these scriptures, mm-hmm. nor even less so, because, right, what have they to do with the statutes and commandments of our God?
Right.
The other nations. So they should never get you angry to the point that you need to leave these scriptures. You blast the crap out of them if they're trying to sow, and, you know, you got to stand for the Most High God, of course. All right? But it says, let God's words do that work. Go ahead, read it again.
Verse 3, for what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid.
Their unbelief isn't going to affect anything. It doesn't change the truth of the Bible. It's funny. It makes me think of, I don't know if it was the second or third Matrix. I know they got weird and funky and stuff like that, but there's still things you can glean from it when you look at it in the spirit. First one was the best one. But there's a point in the Matrix where Morpheus is in front of the council, right? And they don't believe in the one. Mm-hmm. Right, it's him, and he has a few that believe in the one. Right,
yeah.
The one's referencing the Messiah and all that. It's very heavy biblical parallels, you know, what they represent and whatever. And there's a point where he's having a big contention with them, like, oh, you know, the machines are coming down on us, and you want to go ahead and, you know, you're still pushing this thing about the one, and he hasn't developed to what we thought. You know, we're still losing the fight. Well, long story short, and he was like, you know, so they're questioning him about his faith, and he says exactly this in a different way, and he says, my belief doesn't require you to believe it.
Yep.
He's basically saying exactly this. Read this again. So what if some did not believe?
For what if some did not believe?
My belief doesn't require for you to believe this. It still doesn't change it. Go ahead, read.
Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?
He says what?
God forbid.
It's not going to change that. Go ahead, read.
Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar.
And that's the power in the words of the scriptures. You can't gainsay the scriptures, because if they did try to come and say you're inflammatory with that, now you can go back to these scriptures and say,
that's
well,
right.
No, this is what the scripture says about it. And then let them speak against the Bible. And then now you flip the script on them. Go ahead, read.
As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings.
And you will be justified in your sayings if you let God speak. And then they can't try to flip it like they flipped it, and we're going to get into that in a little bit. Go ahead.
And mightest overcome when thou art judged.
And then that's how you overcome, because now you're putting it on them to try to say that the Bible doesn't say those things.
Yeah. Well, it got one thing. The fact is, if they're putting a spin on it, trying to say that, you know, all the Israelites are like this. That's actually them. What's that one scripture where it says you can neither do anything against the truth, but only for it. Right.
Right.
So basically with them saying something like that, like all the Israelites are like this, all the groups are like this and all of them teach the same thing. Now the burden of proof is on them, because once people start looking, start checking out camps, they're like, wait a minute, that's a lie. No, not right, everybody's
right.
like that.
All right. I actually got a scripture for that.
The scripture says you can't do anything. Are you doing nothing against the truth or for it?
No.
Get me that one, though, so you can understand that, too. Okay.
This is Titus 2 and verse 7. In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. So, like how Kevin said, if we're coming with the word of God and we're rebuking sharply with God's word, then like how you said, the burden of proof is on them to prove what we're saying is evil, because we're coming directly from the Bible. If we show ourselves this pattern of good works, there's nothing that they can say.
Yes, sir.
Nothing whatsoever, as long as we're coming with the word of the Most High.
You want that?
I'm looking for something. Go ahead. Keep talking. Oh, yeah. Okay, so read that. Go ahead.
This is the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 8. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth.
So understand what they're actually doing is those who the Most High is going to reveal understanding to, right? Because I'm gonna play the Glenn Beck piece and the Glenn Beck lie that he put out. He had the audacity to say that the vagabond Jews of us, the ones that are out there not even bringing scripture one, all right, in the freaking video, that was the only video he could find that he would be able to air that didn't have profanity in it, in searching for the Israelites. And that couldn't be further from the truth, because you know damn well when you search for Israelites, IUIC shows up at the top of those.
Purple code.
All right? We just by the sheer nature of our views, we show up higher in those things.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't find that type of teaching in our videos. So every time they want to report on Israelites, they always pick the ones that have not yet to apply these scriptures that we brought out.
We don't condone that type of teaching. If I went to camp and we were teaching, you know, the lost sheep, and someone got up and started teaching like that, I would pull them down immediately and then tell them, like, bro, what the hell are you doing? We don't teach like that.
Exactly.
That's not sound doctrine.
Yeah.
Glenn Beck. Gosh.
Give me Colossians 4 and 5. This is why it's important that we speak the words of the scriptures, brothers and sisters. I'm not saying be out there speaking soft. You bring that fire, but you bring the fire that the Lord empowers you to bring.
That's right.
Go ahead.
This is the book of Colossians, chapter 4, verse 5. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time.
We have to use wisdom, understanding that those that don't have it are not going to, they're not going to understand why we're so angry, why we're out there teaching with some conviction. It says, walk with wisdom to them that are what? Redeeming the time, meaning be mindful, right, of the time you have with them and the opportunity you have to try to edify them and exhort them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read.
Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man.
It says that your speech, we are commanded that your speech be with grace, seasoned with salt, meaning temper your words, be temperate, show self-restraint, that ye may know how you ought to answer every man. And there is an answer in the scriptures for every, nobody should frustrate you to the point that you go off on a tangent and that they're able to take that footage and because let me tell you, it affects all of us in a negative way.
That's right.
Now, what we read before, listen, you can't do anything against the truth before it. The Lord going to flip this thing around.
Of course.
And it's putting us in the spotlight again. You know, and we're selective with who we interview with and how. But, you know, people have been reaching out to us now and they want to talk to us, you know. And the thing is, we got to be careful about it, because then some of them just want to trip us up on our words.
That's right.
And to try to continue this narrative. But, you know, given the chance, and this is why we always try to film our own version of events,
mm-hmm.
because they're going to chop it up and do that stuff. So, you know, we won't do an interview unless we can record ourselves or interview ourselves as well, because we know how they will.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go ahead and they'll edit it and chop it up in such a way that they'll put it out there in the media in a negative way. And then so we got to release the full cut so you can see what was really said in context, because information without context has a lot of ramifications behind it. All information needs to be taken with context. This is what that season with salt means.
We bring forth the truth on all angles and all aspects. That's why when the that one news crew wanted to reach out about, are we a black hate group?
Oh, you talking about in Vegas?
No. This is something different.
Oh.
And then your you popped up on the other end of the.
Oh yeah.
Of the webcam. Yeah. That just dented that whole thing. How is this a black separatist hate group?
Right.
And then they're interviewing you.
Right.
Yes.
And they're like, and then they're like, yeah, we can't air this.
I know, but I like that where it says the seasoned with salt, because like when you're cooking, you like really monitor like how you spice it. You know what I mean? Like you don't just, all right, let me just dump this whole salt bag on this fish.
And most of us, yes.
Hopefully.
Most.
I mean, good cooks I'm talking about.
Right.
Like you're actually cautious of what you're doing, like how you're. Where you're putting things and how you're executing it.
It says season with salt because that's what gives it the flavor. It makes it taste good.
Yeah.
So the words that are coming out of us and being received by whoever's hearing it, it's supposed to taste good to them.
Yeah.
As they're ingesting it. It's not supposed to be bitter and tasteless and, like you said, filled with opprobrious words, and people are like, oh my goodness,
can't
what the hell
that.
Is this? And look, this is the hypocrisy behind the whole thing of lumping us all together as this massive hate group, right? That we're all the same. Because if you do that to someone that subscribes to being a Muslim, if you say, well, all Muslims are terrorists, they'll say, no, not all Muslims are the same. But then
right.
when it comes to us, we're all hateful and we all bash, you know, the nations and we hate homosexuals. And bro, and like the list goes on and on and on. Glenn Beck is just doing this because he got blacklisted for so long for bringing out other stuff. And he's trying to make himself relevant
again.
Mm-hmm. That's all it is. I can't hate on the devil for being the devil. I mean,
I got to find where I'm trying to find, because I saved it. I saved a couple things. See, I'm not that Facebook savvy, so now I don't know where to find my saved. Okay, here we go, saved. Duh.
Where do you find the saved?
Let me find the saved. No, that's not it either. Where's
who would have thunk it?
I want the most recent. Let me see. Videos.
It's on the way.
Okay, well, then while you're finding that, Cap, I'm going to bring this up real quick.
Yeah.
This is Sirach 1, verse 19. It says, wisdom raineth down skill and knowledge of understanding, standing and exalted them to honor that hold her fast. All right? Our brothers going out there to go edify the tribe of Gad, that was a good thing that they were doing. It really was. It was a good thing. The scripture says go to the chief place of concourse. So wherever our people are gathered in the masses, that's where we need to go.
Yes, sir.
It says that the angels in heaven rejoice when one sinner repents. So at that rally, if one person, that protest, if one person would have received the message and came to repentance, then it was worth it.
Yes, sir.
Even with all the negative media that's being spun, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But the difference is that wisdom bringeth down skill. All right? The knowledge is knowing the precepts and be able to go where to go, but having the wisdom to be able to do what we just read here in Colossians 4 about walking in wisdom and let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt. That's where the wisdom comes in. Understanding that you have to be able to show self-constraint to say, okay, you know what? This message isn't for the nations anyways.
Yeah.
So allow myself to be pulled out of the spirit to where it can be spun now and affect the entire movement of the Israelites. That's where the wisdom didn't come into effect with them up there in D.C.
Got to check that.
that's the difference. But it says, and exalted them to honor that hold her fast. Like we had mentioned earlier, as long as we're coming with the word of the Most High, then no one can gainsay nor resist.
Yes, sir.
Right. That's what it says in the New Testament. I will give you a mouth. Right. So powerful that your adversaries can't be able to gainsay nor resist.
Yep.
We have that mouth as long as we're coming with the word of God, and only with the word of God. You got it, Cap?
No, I found another one that I needed, but I'm trying to. Let me just maybe Google it. Now I'm going to the Telegram. I thought I saved it at Facebook. See, I'm so unprepared. I thought I was prepared, but.
No, it is what it is.
Oh, my goodness.
You had something, Soldier?
2 Thessalonians 4 and 8.
All right, 2 Thessalonians chapter 4.
It's either 2nd or 1st. Let me make sure.
Okay, is this it?
Yeah, it's 1st.
Yeah.
1 Thessalonians 4, verse 8. He therefore that despiseth not man but God.
So and that's the reason why I wanted to pull that is because fact of the matter is if you stay in the word of God, everything that if anyone has a problem with anything that you're saying, they're showing their hatred towards God. That's once right. you get out of the spirit, now it becomes a person versus person issue. So that's where we got to stay in the scriptures. That's why you got to stay with the precepts, because they'll argue till they're blue in the face on the word of God, but they can't gainsay what's in here. What's here is written and has been written for thousands of years. You can't
bring it out.
Right.
Bring it out.
Right. Bring it out.
Look at here.
All right. So hopefully y'all can hear this. I'm not going to be able to show it because, like I said, we're low budget, so I don't know how to do that. I don't know. There's like a dangle or dongle that maybe does that or an app.
Lord willing. You know what?
I got to stop being like the producer and the host.
What you need to do is stop being the producer and the host.
Exactly.
Bright ideas.
You almost got me on that one. You almost like, what? All right. So going back to this, we gave you a little context, right? I don't even want to give the mainstream spin on it because, right, so, you know, you could look it up. Look up Lincoln Memorial, and there's a whole bunch of news on it and stuff like that. And you'll see the little pretentious, I was going to say an opprobrious word, but you'll see the pretentious child.
Bro, call it what it is. A prideful, arrogant.
Yeah, because when you see his, I think they had him on some news segment with his prepared statements, and totally different kid, no hat on.
Right.
They didn't have that. You know, I was reading some comments and people were like, come on, man. You've seen that smile before. He's saying that he was just standing there and he was smiling because he was nervous. That was his like, make me move. Go ahead.
Yep.
Make me move.
Yep.
That was that white supremacist. This is what I'm saying. So, you know, today's show started the white supremacist double standard. I'm going to go to another video where some kids were doing once we're done with this part of it, some kids were on like a march or whatever for like affordable housing in Miami, and these Edomite women, these white women, start harassing them. This dude comes out and like pulls his gun out. He doesn't point it at them, from what I see in the video. Starts calling them nigga and all types of stuff, but that's not getting national media attention. The guy did get arrested. A complaint was filed.
Yeah.
But where's the media outrage and backlash over that? And this is what I'm saying, the double standard. Like, they're trying to say, like, oh, you know, it's because it's white people that you're coming against us and we're the ones that are disenfranchised or whatever. Get the hell out of here with that nonsense. All right, let me play this.
Let it loose.
Here is highly offensive. But let me give you a montage of what these guys actually say on the street corners, how much they are like the Westboro Baptist Church, and they get no press.
The reason we get no press is because they don't want the truth of the Bible to come out.
Bring it up.
They don't want that message to come out, so they don't give it that press. And when they do, you always notice they go to the SPLC.
That's right.
And they take that, understand that, never looking at the hypocrisy of the SPLC, what type of groups are included in there and to what extent, all right? You know, so they lump us in there with people like the Ku Klux Klan, skinheads, and all this other craziness, right?
Listen. They think it's a joke, man. It's not going to be a joke. We got a sword and it's going across your neck, man. You're going to get tortured too, man. And by the way, all you so-called white ones, you're going to get brutally raped out of here.
Now, the sword part, I'm with it. The sword is going to come across your neck. You can say that.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the scripture to back it up to prove it?
You're talking about,
No, well, we know where it is. That's a rhetorical question.
Oh.
I'm glad you are so on guard and ready to pull. That's what a good armor bearer should do. I appreciate that.
I believe in the Bible. That's
good.
What I'm
saying. I know you do. You're zealous for the Lord. I'm okay with that part, right? So this isn't the reason I'm showing this. This is not the same group that was there at the Lincoln Memorial. I want to go on record and saying that. All right. You know. Those guys are actually okay. They go a little off sometimes, all right? Them brothers are all right. And listen, I mean, we want all our brothers to come to this proper understanding. I can never be against somebody that's out there really trying to teach our people in the streets. I got a question where these guys are at in this video, though, because I see a lot of heathen here, so I don't know what's going on here.
Christ himself said, like, yo, if they're not against us, then they're for us.
Right.
Right? So as long as Christ is being preached, then I'll praise it to the Most High.
Right, right. But I can sit here and talk about white women being raped, you know. But my point is, this is what they pull instead of an edifying video that we've done. And you're going to get to the point where he says this is all that he could find, supposedly.
But Cap, this is that same video that Ku Klux Klan dude was using in his videos talking about the Israelites.
Yeah.
Remember that class that Deacon Nithon did, Why Did the Heathen Rage?
Yes.
This is the exact same video
that
Imperial Wizard dude was using.
Bro, and that's an old class.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm like, how you got the same video as the Imperial Wizard dude?
Mm. Yeah, man, check it out. So listen. So I I'm showing this video not to even knock on it. I mean, we know what this camp is about. So,
right.
You know, I mean, we're on record with I'm not even going to say their name, but we know that we don't condone anything that they rolling with. You ugly KB.
That's true. Just gonna be killing so-called white people, babies included.
Okay, that's true. The scripture says, "Where is it? Happy at ease would dash against the rocks."
Yes, Psalms.
Get it. Let's read it. Because I want to validate that. And this actually isn't that terrible of a video. But the point is, they meticulously picked this video versus something edifying where we would prove it with scriptures. All right. And I also wanted Revelations with the sword. He will lead him into captivity and all that.
I'll get Revelations.
All right. Because I'm going to do what he failed to do and bring up the scripture to back up what he was saying. It's 13:10, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So read this first, because he started off with that while you look for the dash against the rocks. Go ahead.
The book of Revelation, chapter 13 and verse 10. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. And he that killeth with the sword.
So he said that, hey, y'all going to go into slavery, right? Yeah. He just failed to back it up with the scriptures, right? And he really didn't curse too crazy or nothing like that. But the point is, they purposely picked this video. So now I'm shifting a little bit from I think I've dealt with enough that, you know, we got to use the words in the scripture and can't use opprobrious words. But they're slick. They picked these videos, like you said. And same time with that other video with the Ku Klux Klan guy, that he picked this particular video, right? And if you look at that video, we have videos that have way more views. And, you know, that's how YouTube works. If views are going to show up and stuff like that, you show up higher.
Right.
Stuff with the higher views. Listen, I'll do it right now. And if I were to type in Israelites, you'll see all the stuff that comes up.
This is the point that was made earlier, is that we're listening to this and we're like, there's truth in what he's saying. And what he's saying isn't really that bad, but it goes back to what we read in Colossians about walking in wisdom for those that be without.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that doesn't understand this walk whatsoever, they're going to look at that like, oh, I can't believe he said that. The hate. It's hate. But really, what he's saying is actually scriptural, except for the whole raping of the women thing. That's not scriptural whatsoever.
Right.
And we ain't rocking with that at all.
So read this in Revelation. Go ahead again.
He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity.
That's what the scripture says. Go ahead.
He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword.
So he's right. The sword's going to come and chop their heads off, right? Go ahead.
Here is the patience and faith of the saints.
That's the patience and faith of the saints. So God commands that's what we should have faith in, that it's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
That those who led into captivity will be led into captivity likewise.
Right.
And those who kill with the sword will be killed with the sword. That's righteous. And if you can't come to terms with that, then you don't believe in the one true God, the God of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to rest with that. But the reason I'm bringing this out is I'm trying to do where the brother failed here. And I guarantee you, if scriptures were put into these videos, they wouldn't be showing them.
That's right.
Because you never see them when they represent us where we can back it up with the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why they won't show our videos when they say, who are the black Hebrew Israelites? And in some ways, the way we know, speaking colloquially amongst us, we're not the black Hebrew Israelites.
That's right.
That's right.
That BHI movement, that's who they're focusing on. Now, when you want to deal with the real Israelites and you want to talk about how to teach some people how to roll out there, then you come and you look at our videos and you portray that.
Bring it out.
You want to come watch that that wisdom rain down.
You want that wisdom raining down skill, right? Right. Okay, read what you got. Point. Right. And then he said, "Hey, we're gonna kill your babies and all that other stuff." Right.
That's you want the point? Says. Straight to it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
This is the Book of Psalms, chapter 137, verse 9. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth the little ones against the stones.
It says, happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth the little ones against the stones. The scripture says that we're going to do that to the heathen, all right, as well. Actually, start at 7.
The book of Psalms, chapter 137, verse 7. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem.
Edom is who the world ignorantly calls the white man, the Caucasian, mm-hmm. all right, race. He says, remember the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, meaning when that day comes, when these prophecies will be fulfilled. Go ahead.
Who said, race it, even to the foundation thereof.
To raise it means to destroy it, all right, in this context. They're saying, they said this, destroy this people even to the foundation thereof. To break up the divine order of what you have and what a household should be, what they should be as far as keeping the commandments. Just like in Judah 5, the other nations understand that if we are not keeping the laws, then God is not with us. But if God is with us, then he is going to make us stand boldly like that exceeding great army. And again, this is another reason why they won't show us. They don't want people to see that level of order and unity. They don't want to see that there's people here who
That's
have
right.
jobs, who have wives and children that are taking care of them. They don't want to see us not being the stereotype, not being the creation of the Negro that they created. All right? Read.
Verse 8. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed.
Right? That's dealing with America. All right? It says, O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed. To let you know in context what's being said here. Go ahead. Read.
Happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us.
So you must understand what's being said here. He says, happy shall he be that the reward of thee as thou hast served us. Because why? Going with what we read, and I'm glad we read Revelation first, we must give back what was done to us.
Justice.
That's just. That's how the Lord provides justice. That's how he operates. He says vengeance is his. No, not in this time are we going to do these things. All right? I don't know that any man has that in him to do that now. I've said this before. I said, and if you do this, something wrong with
That's
you.
Right.
If you could take a little baby and do something like that in this present world.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? The way we are in this mind. All right? Read.
Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stone.
Because that's what they did to us. So that he led us into captivity, we're going to lead him into captivity.
Mm-hmm.
He killed us with the sword, we're going to kill him with the sword. He dashed our babies against the rock, we're going to dash his babies against the rock.
Two
That's
cups.
What the scripture says, two cups. He says, return double up to them.
Yeah.
Fill it up.
I'm going to read it real quick.
Go ahead.
This is the book of Revelation, chapter 18 and verse 5. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities.
He says her sins have reached to heaven and God have remembered her iniquities. We may forget as a people, mm-hmm. and we got to remind our people and bring that sense when we bring these scriptures. But he says, God, don't worry. God's going to remember everything. And you got to imagine that, because in that day, God is going to put that spirit on us. So when the brother said he's going to raise up 144,000 Nat Turners, that's telling you that there's not many here that have that spirit now.
That's
nor
right.
should we. Because we're actually commanded in this present time to obey the powers that be,
mm-hmm.
to obey the magistrates and the laws of the land. All right?
Be at peace.
Yes, be at peace, if at all possible, with all men. But in that day, God is going to put that remembrance into us, and not as a memory, but you got to think about it. In order for us to do what he's saying we're going to do and be happy about it, that means he's going to let us relive the emotions of those memories behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you're going to be able to do those things. Go ahead.
Verse 6. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works.
That's what 137.9, he said reward, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says, so reward her even as she rewarded us. Another word for reward is recompense, which goes back to revenge.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically he's saying revenge her even as she revenged thee, right? Read it again.
Reward her even as she had rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works.
He says, double. It says she's going to get double, so it's going to be even worse. That's what I'm saying. You got to realize that the Most High is going to have to make you relive those memories. You're going to have to feel the emotion behind it,
mm-hmm.
to be able to do that thing. Is that it on that?
No. In the cup which she had filled.
Ooh, the cup filled, that she filled.
Filled to her double.
It says filled to her double. Double. So it's not even just revenge. It's double back. All right?
That's
Let
right.
me play this again.
Interest.
Interest. Usury.
That's what they preach. That's who they are. That's what they were saying in front of the Lincoln Memorial.
That might be who the BHI are. That's not who the Israelites are.
That's right.
That's right.
And God bless America. They have a right to say that. It's hard, but they've got a right to say that, and they have a right to believe that.
Yeah, just like they had the right to enslave us, rape our kids, right? Rape our women, dash our little ones against the rock, have no regard for our elders, put us into the hardest captivity, suffer atrocities like never been done under the sun, except that's happened to our people. Sure, God bless America, huh?
Sandra Bland.
Not have a right to do that. It's some of the most racist and bigoted language you will ever hear. However, no one in the press seems to care. Now, this is not what the anti-fascists and the rest of the militant left has risen up in mass to fight against, is it? If I was a white man saying that, that would be a Nazi. And I know how the press treats Nazis. Where is the crowd of black-clad millennials standing against these guys? And I'm not encouraging them because I think those guys are radicals as well. But the reason why they're not there is because they agree with tear down the system. They agree with a lot of what...
Well, the Bible says the system needs to be teared down.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.
But it's going to be done. It's going to be led by Christ. We're not to do that.
Right.
Let's be clear on that.
Being said here. They'll show up to Berkeley. They'll protest Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, because Ben Shapiro got a platform. We don't.
Not somebody saying these things? Okay, well, they're saying this all about white people, right? So it has to be okay. In today's culture of relativism, we can just let it slide, you know, as long as it's directed to white people. I'm sure they're perfectly fine with everyone else.
Here we are.
Good.
You know what was funny, man? This particular camp, they always make me laugh because they're always looking at the camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, are you out in the street? Like the street is their set for their video. They're not really in the street to teach the people.
Just to talk.
They're there basically to put on video and say, look, we're outside.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm getting at. It's the set piece.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, like with Lord of the Rings, they went on location to New Zealand to get the scenery. That's what this camp does when they go to camp.
Indians. They hate every race and creed. Now, this is the only footage that we could find that didn't have profanity.
He says this is the only footage that doesn't have profanity.
That must have been the only one that was sent to him because they could not have looked.
Bro, it's impossible.
That's what I'm saying. You could not have looked.
It's impossible that you found the most obscure camp. Because maybe at one time, in the early days of the internet, they were...
The ones popping in.
Popping up. It's impossible for that statement to be true. And this is how I know this whole shit is like bullshit. It's bullshit. Part of my language.
The only way that you find them is if you put GMS.
Right. Right.
Them slamming other African-Americans can include the video of them slamming Jews or Mexicans because it is so vile and laced with profanity that I cannot air it on public airwaves.
That's a lie. That's an outright lie. If he's only looking at this particular camp, then maybe it's true.
I don't even know if that's true.
I don't know, maybe not.
Because...
And then he's talking about like Mexicans and everything. No. No, that's not... You know what that is? That is why they're the heat and rage mm-hmm. and the people imagine mm-hmm. a vain thing. That is Psalms 2. And they're trying to cast bands asunder.
Yep.
That's exactly what's going on here.
He's trying to separate us from our people.
Some of those things down for today's 5 o'clock. And it will come with a very strong warning. But I believe these people need to be exposed. And America needs to wake up. You're demonizing the Covington Catholic School.
Because they are demons. Because they are demons. You had to see them there.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking... mocking this guy.
Up, not against four black men. They were standing up against these guys. In the climate of Me Too, you would think the anti-women stuff would be the final straw. But I'm sure they've never been hostile to women, because otherwise we'd see the Women's March people, led by Linda Sarsour, no doubt, holding an anti-black Israelite rally in Washington, D.C.
The Israelites don't have that platform, and what I mean by that is, as much as we see in the spirit the strides that we've made and as we continue to grow, all right, as a nation, they still have the preeminence.
Yep.
So we don't need to be protested. We don't need to be. Are you kidding me? You're talking about systemic institutionalized racism, a captivity, a subjugation of a people and their culture, and this dude is here with the audacity to say these type of things. This is that double speak, that double standard, and it's crazy because there's some of our people that actually fall for this stuff.
You know what? If they came together to do a protest and a rally in D.C. against the Israelites, all praises, man. That would be big for this truth. Yeah.
Well, right. Yeah, it bring a lot of attention to us, a lot of light to us. This is some pernicious bullshit that this dude is doing, bro.
But you see what it is, though. Like, basically, you have people that are amongst them that are noticing that we are going to be a problem.
Right.
And we're being shunned off like, no, nah, it's not really that big until Revelations 11:11 comes.
Israel is back.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
Israel
right.
is back.
Yeah.
The dragon is raw.
That's what I've heard.
Every time I hear them say some shit like that, I think the same thing. Who are you?
What is this?
I'm sorry. She just sounded like a real Becky, though. Like, yeah. And we got to stop saying Becky, right? Because Rebecca's like
Laura?
Yeah, Laura. She really sounded like a Laura, right? Helen? Helen's not a... Helen's...
Prudence.
Yeah. Helen's
Becky,
Greek.
Becky's Rebecca.
Becky's Rebecca. We got to stop saying Becky. She really sounded like a Helen.
Yeah.
There you go.
These dudes are so filled with carnal lust.
Yeah.
He said, hey, somebody might pick you up too.
Yeah.
My man's trying to spit game to her. He said,
strip a light.
Oh my goodness.
And the women laugh. Okay, I'm not going to play any more of this vile crap, but imagine just for a second that everything you heard was said by a group of white men on the steps of the Capitol wearing MAGA hats. They wouldn't last 5 seconds.
Are you crazy?
They wouldn't last 10 seconds before Antifa had targeted them.
See, and that's where he reveals his whole agenda and why he framed this whole thing. Because now he's talking about Antifa. And he's going to start talking about the liberals and everything else. And this is why I say this is the hypocrisy. This was all a setup.
Cap,
didn't they just have a whole little MAGA rally where they got praise from the president of the country?
Inviting them kids to the White House.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, what is
No. So he's saying that we would have forced – we got no power to force the police to do anything.
Yeah.
how fucking blind are you? What world are you living in, and what bubble – that you think that we would have power to make the police arrest a bunch of white kids for saying that stuff?
Yeah.
Contrary wise, if it was a bunch of black kids doing that, that's what would have went down. Would have been real ugly.
Hundreds of videos would begin to pop up on both social media and blasted all over CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times. Take your pick. It would be everywhere. Everywhere. They say they are for justice. The left is not for justice. They are for vengeance. And vengeance.
Why are you so angry, Glenn? Mm-hmm. Why are you teaching like that?
The dragon
right?
is wrong.
No, but the point is, right, this is what they say to us. He's passionate about this shit,
yeah.
So he's getting all hot.
Yeah.
We out there, we get like that.
Yeah.
But no, we're angry.
All I know is vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
That's right.
Is mine, saith the Lord.
That was good timing.
Of course.
Because they have no problem.
We just read scripturally that, yes, we are for vengeance.
Yeah.
Actually, can I get that real quick?
Go ahead.
Just real quick. This is Psalms 149, verse 1.
Read it.
It says, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of saints. I'm going to jump down real quick to the point.
Bring it out.
Verse 6. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord.
It's an honor. That's the honor that we have. That's the patience and faith of the saints.
And right. Praise God for it.
Praise God. Selah.
With these things being said, by Louis Farrakhan, by Antifa, by Hollywood celebrities, even in their own ranks as journalists sometimes, I want to put that boy in a wood chipper. I just like to see...
His freaking mother went online and said the settlers should have brought
more smallpox blankets.
More smallpox blankets.
Right. Yep.
But he ain't talking about that.
Exactly.
All of them dead. That's not justice. That's rage.
No, that's justice. According to the scriptures that we just brought out, because we validated with scriptures, that's justice. I might not even be able to get to this other one. I mentioned it briefly with the outrage over the treatment of these kids, where this racist pulls a gun on these black kids that were protesting.
She said, who are you?
She said, who are you? Where do you
with
come?
That, with that little crackly voice, too.
Where
man.
Who are you? Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness. This is why I opened the show the way I did, Israel. We can't go backwards in the way our teaching is. We have to focus. We have to let God be true. Let God's words be that fire. And I'm telling you, man, that's enough, man. You bring it with the authority that the scriptures say, and that's all you need. You don't need to – you can still chum the waters, but chum it with the word of God. You don't have to be there cursing
right.
and stuff like that. Hey, just tell a woman she shouldn't be in pants. What does the scripture say? That's the attire of a harlot.
Yeah.
And if you want to get some, that'll bring some attention over. But then edify them with the scriptures and show them what the scriptures say about that.
Right. The scripture can't be broken. Right. So we see things like slave ships and the curses and, you know, Deuteronomy 28. And then we're like, okay, that came to pass. God's word was true in that. So God's word is also true in faith when he says, put my words in your mouth.
Yes, sir.
Don't go outside of what I'm telling you what to say. That's it.
Right. That's it. Because if not, man, you see how they're going to spin this thing. You know, and like I said, we know in the end it's going to be used for good and whatever. But for a time, it comes out in the negative, you know, and the stuff starts circulating again and they start looking at all this negative stuff. So, you know, stay in the spirit, man. You know, our sincere prayer for everybody is that, you know, all our brothers and sisters get on board. And,
that's right.
You know, just preach the word the right way. Follow and apply. You know, study, pray, and apply the right way.
Spa.
Go to the spa, brothers. Anyway, so that's the show, right? Little shotgun round of the show. Felt like quicker, right? Not having that extra 30 minutes.
Right.
We probably could have went on. I had the other videos and stuff like that, but just for time constraints, we'll have to end it there. Lord's will, next Sabbath, we'll see what it brings and what we bring out. You know, we kind of go back and forth. I was focusing on the history piece for a bit, but sometimes when some stuff happens in the news, I've always said it, like, you know, we have to address it, you know. And this is certainly speaking about us directly.
Right. Yes, sir.
You know, man, not us as IUIC, but as Israelites. And, you know, we got to take that stand. And we pray the rest of our brothers get edified, man, you know. And if this does go out to them and they do happen to see it, you know, keep doing the work, man. Keep preaching Christ, man. But, you know, this could have been a much more positive experience if you were just stuck on these scriptures that we had brought out in the beginning. Let the word be the fire. You know, there's no need to bring that other stuff with it.
Right.
Anyway. All right. So that's the show. And with that, we say shalom.
Shalom.